This is KCUR 89.3. Each week we bring you StoryCorps interviews recorded here in Kansas City. Growing up, Lynn Bertuglia wanted to become an engineer. In the 70s, very few engineering programs accepted female applicants, but Wichita State did. Her daughter, Michelle Bertuglia Haley, wanted to learn what it was like to break into a field dominated by men.
What was it like being the only woman in most of your classes?
There were a couple of professors that had a hard time with it, but the first day I was there, the head of the program called me into his office and said, whatever it takes, awesome. We're going to make sure you're successful. So please don't ever let anything go by that gets in the way of your succeeding without letting us know and letting us help you. So I was really, really fortunate in college.
Something that you've never talked about that I've always been curious about is, for folks who can't see you, they don't know that you're a very beautiful woman as well. And I'm curious to know, you know, if there were times when harassment was a part of your day-to-day experience and maybe how you dealt with some of those things.
There were a few, yes. And, you know, it was a different time then.
Yeah.
You know, when I interviewed for the job that I took at the engineering company, the recruiter was driving me to the interview, and he said, you know, we can just put an end to this right here. We'll hire you. Why don't you and I just go off and have some fun?
My God.
As a recruiter, so my gross. First interview for my first job, and I was just like, what do you say? And, of course, I said, no, thank you. I'm here about the interview, and he was fine, and he took me to my interview. I've often told the story of my first boss, who was a gruff guy, Lester. And Lester smoked a big cigar, and in those days you could still smoke cigars in the office. You could always tell he was coming by his cigar smoke. And he was very gruff and very to the point. And when I became pregnant with you, he called me into his office. And he closed the door, and he lit that cigar. You've been pregnant, you know. You're not.
Yeah. It's
you don't
not
want
so
to be
fun.
In a closed space with a cigar during your first trimester. But he proceeded to tell me that being pregnant was going to be no excuse for being late for work, for missing work, for being sick, for leaving early. If I needed to see a doctor, I would do it on my own time. And that he expected exactly the same level of performance from me as he expected before I was pregnant, and anything less just simply would not be tolerated. And people now hear that story and they think, oh my God, that's horrible. Well, you know what? It wasn't. Because he was telling me right up front, this is my expectation.
You can do this work.
And I learned so much from that. That's, you know, this is what I want from you. If you do this, we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And I'm also grateful for the role models that I had, who are women who had beautiful families and wonderful marriages, and they were very successful in a holistic sense of the word.
What were some of the lessons that you learned from some of those women?
Delegate.
Which you have recently passed on to me. I appreciate.
Yeah, just, you know, you can't be the one to do everything, and you have to separate what's really important from what's not important at all.
What are some of the moments that, you know, now that you're retired, you look back on and you're most proud of in your career?
I hope I made a difference in encouraging girls to look beyond the obvious and to achieve according to their ability and according to their dreams and not just what people tell them that they can do.
That was Lynn Bertuglia and her daughter, Michelle Bertuglia Haley. Their story was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded by StoryCorps. Join us next Monday for another local StoryCorps interview.